This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. There were new revelations today in an old political scandal. Two indictments were unsealed relating to allegations of rampant favoritism around hiring in the state probation department. And one of the indictments put former state treasurer and gubernatorial candidate Tim Cahill closer than ever to the scandal.
Attorney General Martha Coakley announced those indictments just a couple hours ago at a press conference, and WBUR's David Boeri was there. Hi there, David.
Hi, Meghna.
So remind us, David, first of all, what is this case all about? What was going on at the probation department?
At the heart of it, it's all about job rigging, people getting jobs because they had political juice, and people going through job hiring processes or that were phony, that because in the end, the decisions had made because they had juice before the decisions were ever formally made.
This was corruption within the probation department itself.
That's correct, yes.
And so how does that then link to former Treasurer Tim Cahill?
Well,
or allegedly linked.
Well, this is where today we have the intersection of two entities that have been under suspicion, two entities and two figures, Treasurer Cahill and John Jack O'Brien at the probation department. So what we have today is in this indictment, O'Brien is indicted along with the former chief of staff of the former state treasurer, Tim Cahill. His name is Scott Campbell. And there are a number of indictments today, a number of charges, but the main one is that both the treasurer's office and O'Brien schemed together to get O'Brien's wife a job at the Treasury Department. Specifically, what the attorney general said and what the papers lay out and the indictments lay out is that Scott Campbell allegedly was approached in 2005 about the possibility of hiring Laurie O'Brien, the wife of John O'Brien, for a job at the lottery. And so Campbell allegedly responded that, in fact, the Treasurer Cahill was interested in a fundraiser. And Campbell, representing the chief of staff for Cahill, wanted to know if O'Brien would be part of the fundraiser. There was a fundraiser. O'Brien's fundraiser raised $11,000 for Cahill. And in September of that year, Laurie O'Brien became a customer service representative for the lottery.
So the allegation is quid pro quo for jobs.
That's right. And this is one form of job rigging. Most of the stuff that we've been paying attention to has been within the probation department, where legislators would make recommendations for hires and those people would get hired.
Now, former Treasurer Tim Cahill was not indicted today. Is there any indication that the Attorney General is giving that maybe he is her next target?
No. So far, they are going where the evidence takes. The Attorney General made clear that this is just the beginning, it's not the end, and that a number of these indictments were made because of statutes of limitations. The hiring of Laurie O'Brien took place in 2005. There's a 6-year statute of limitation, therefore it would lapse in 2011. So a number of these charges were brought to a grand jury. The indictments were made. They were sealed, and they've been unsealed today, along with some other indictments that came out today that have been unsealed as well.
You know, David, you were our man at the federal courthouse during the entire trial of former House Speaker Sal DeMasi. And of course, he was found guilty and recently sentenced. I mean, that is the specter of that trial already hovering over this one?
It's been hovering. That trial, what happened to DeMasi, has been hovering over all of this, and it's all one big cloud, Meghna. And it has been for quite a while. By the way, talk about DeMasi. One of the charges that was leveled against O'Brien in the probation department today is that in 2005, again, statute of limitations pending here, so this is why it was investigated and released now, that in 2005, John O'Brien certified to the trial court that he had followed the proper schedule, the proper procedures to make a certain promotion. As it turns out, that request had come from the Speaker of the House, Sal DeMasi, for that particular hire. And the evidence says, according to the Attorney General, that the decision had been made on that hiring before they ever went to hiring interviews. So, again, another rigged charge. Is DeMasi involved in this? Is the Attorney General considering charges against DeMasi? She wouldn't say no. Would she talk any further about Cahill?
David, I should briefly ask you, was there any response from John O'Brien or Scott Campbell today.
We haven't. The press conferences took place at 1:30. We're still trying to get the reactions.
WBUR's David Boyer, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Stay with us. Coming up.
Turns out I don't think you can care for homeless people very well unless you can understand that environment in which they're living.
A new film about a doctor who takes his practice into the streets of Boston to care for the city's homeless. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.